gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
In the jungle.
Hound here. Asking the musical question with a real Bo Diddley. Please tune up. That was Mac Rebenack there, Storm Warning on the Ace label. Maybe, I think that's his first single. Before that, Link Ray doing Bo Diddley. Dick Dale, who'll be in town Wednesday at the Grand doing Jungle Fever. Curly and the Jades, Boomsticks. And Bo Diddley opened it up with Congo. Good morning, Yo Brooch.
Good morning, Yo Brooch. Well, that about wraps it up for us. The good Lord's willing and the creek don't rise. We'll see you next.
We have a new guest today. We have John Graboff from Beat Rodeo. And he's here promoting his new exercise video, Narcolepsicize with the Beat Rodeo.
Stand up and be counted, John.
We'll pull the mic down to where your mouth is. Hello, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Couldn't possibly be any better. Why did I might have no voice, folks. These guys have to talk for me. I drank my voice away last night. Well, we have a lot of good stuff going on today. We have a Western Swing Hillbilly Hangover.
Sounds good.
And we got a menstruating blues hangover
for all of you menstruating people.
We got an all request vom set of mostly
requests.
Yeah, but we seem to rack up a lot of requests from like first records or guys who later became famous. You know, like so we got the you know. Anyway,
you'll see. People.
Yeah. Good records by bad people, and some good records by good people. And then we got it's Carl Perkins' birthday, so we'll be working in a linear fashion some excellent obscurities from Mr. Blue Suede Toupee.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been very undiligent about requests, and today I make up for it. I brought like every single request item of the last month, so we're gonna play. Even the guy who calls every week one here, Johnny and the Hurricanes, if I got one for you.
Yeah, well, he's probably out rollerblading the one time out of the year.
Yeah. And we got...
Means we'll have them in a cast next week.
We got knuckleheads in the news, and we got knuckleheads to read the news.
Uh-huh.
And, why did I get so drunk last night?
I don't know.
I'm completely at a loss to what I do now. Oh, I play records.
Put you on the radio couch and find out what's going wrong?
Let's proceed directly to that... I know there's something else I wanted to say, but let's proceed directly
to... Yeah, but you can't say it on the radio.
...to the request items here. Johnny and the Hurricanes from their Live at the Star Club LP. Check it out, kids.
Remarkable.
Here we go. This is something we looked up a little while ago. It's an old one. You might remember. Jambalaya.
This is a hit!
Take two.
hate to say goodbye to my love. Hate to say goodbye to my love, 'cause she's the one.
Staring at a circle only half an inch wide. Staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
American boy sings his way into your heart.
Up, 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 up. I know a boy, he's never blue.
WFMU, East Orange. All request items right there. Louis Jordan, I'll Die Happy. That goes out to Kurt Cobain.
Even though he didn't.
Yeah. Before that, we heard Jack Scott and Greaseball, or Greaseball, as Jerry Lewis would say. The Royal Tones, Flamingo Express. Ricky Jones did Hate to Say Goodbye on the Herald label. Smiley Lewis, You're Gonna Miss Me. We opened up with Johnny and the Hurricanes, recorded live at the Star Club, Jambalaya. Best version of that song.
Kind of sounded like it was recorded live, like in the basement of the Star Club.
Maybe their machine was in the basement. Anyway, to renounce, we've got The Senders and Martin's Folly at Brownies tonight. There's Dick Dale, Wednesday night at the Grand. The Dick Dale Tribe, as they're now being billed.
Did he get himself a real drummer?
I have no idea.
They're also playing at Maxwell's, I think, a week from Sunday.
A week from Sunday. We'll be giving away tickets for that next week for the Maxwell's thing. We didn't...
We got for two.
Well, we only got two pairs to give away, so you're going to have to deal with Todd yourself on that one, I think.
Maybe I'll just buy them.
Beat Rodeo with John Graveff Mondays at the Ludlow Cafe.
Cali forever.
You know, there was one great thing about the 80s, and it didn't last very long. It was only one little... It was a great fashion statement. In fact, Eric Asimov, our good pal, just took over the style section of the Times, and he should go down to see Beat Rodeo, because there's one great 80s thing that you don't see very often, but On Bill Shunk's head is that amazing 80s thing, the Marilyn Quayle hairdo.
I was sporting that one for a while.
Bruce had a great Marilyn Quayle hairdo. When the 90s came, he got rid of it. But Shunk has been hanging on to it, and it looks great. And you can see him every Monday at the Ludlow Cafe.
Shunk is sporting more of a, I think it's more of a, I don't know, kind of a Love American style look. I think it's almost a 70s thing. Well, I know that's in now, so maybe he's going to comb it out.
Oh, and I told a very friendly bartender I would plug her band, Screaming Venus at CBGB's tonight, 10 o'clock. The last time I saw them, they were wearing no pants, and they were women.
Well, let's... They were wearing kilts, perhaps?
I don't think they were wearing any pants. And, oh boy. Okay, well, we got news.
We do.
Kids, knuckleheads in the news. Should we proceed onwards?
Yeah, why not?
Are you holding, John? Do you want to brave the waters? A real interesting item right here. A Pakistani motorcyclist was killed when he tried to set a new Asian record by jumping over 25 cars.
Really moving at the time?
I think they were standing still, but the wording of the Reuters news release right here is in the second paragraph is particularly interesting because it says, and I quote, the rear wheel of Kamran Saeed's 500cc motorcycle hit the windscreen of the 23rd car at the speed of 130 kilometers per hour, that's approximately 80 miles per hour, sending a 25-year-old stuntman hurling into the air. He was pronounced dead on arrival at hospital.
Swish. All the way to the hospital, huh?
Yeah, not a single bounce, I believe.
Four. Well.
Yeah, at least it is raining, man.
Speaking of, here's one from Belfast. Protestant extremist beaten fatally shot an epileptic Protestant woman who they mistakenly took for a Catholic, police said.
That is the definition of Catholic, then, is an epileptic Protestant?
Detectives call it one of the most horrific killings in 25 years of conflict in Northern Ireland that has taken 3,100 lives. They were questioning three women and 12 men in connection with the death. Police said gunmen dragged Margaret Wright, age 31, from a Belfast bar. She was beaten and shot in the head. Then her body was thrown in a garbage can and dumped over the wall of an abandoned house. It was absolutely gruesome, one detective said. Now, I don't know how you tell a Protestant from a Catholic unless you have sex with them, but...
Well, I got a question for
on
you.
Go ahead.
I got a question. Well, if you're at a water-throwing... festival, what would you do?
A water-throwing festival?
Yeah.
Throw or catch water,
I imagine. Well, one would think, but according to this thing here in Bangkok, people are arresting people for throwing ice or water balloons because people have been killed by throwing, people being hit with flying ice cubes.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Sad.
The blue kind that fall off planes?
Yeah, they just don't let anybody have a good time anymore.
Well, there it is, well, even in the Far East.
On a sadder note, Roy Smek and his mech's neck. Roy Smek croaked this week, age 94, in Roosevelt Hospital in New York. He died in his sleep. He probably was the most accomplished guitar player in the history of guitar players.
What was great about him is he had this sort of vaudeville act where it was like trained ponies, except he was the pony.
Right.
He'd like play like 11 instruments at once or something.
And it doesn't quite fit into what we're normally going to do, but let's just play. We're going to play one Roy Smek cut, and then we'll come back and finish the news. Because you really have to hear that. If you've never heard Roy Smek, this is called Laughing Rag. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Did he or did he not blow his brains out in the room above his garage?
No, he didn't. He died in his sleep.
Oh.
Of old age, 94. Check this out. Listen to this. Thank you. Isn't that incredible?
Free Bird.
1928. Laughing Rag, Roy Smek. Roy Smek also starred in one of the very first soundies. It was called Don Juan. It was a short picture for Warner Brothers in 1926. He taught Gene Autry how to play guitar. Mm-hmm. He had his own Gibson model, Roy Smek guitar.
It's true. A bunch of harmonies, too, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, Roy Smek. Speaking of deaths, what can we say about Kurt Cobain? You were a big fan of his.
Yeah, actually, I really did kind of like their stuff. I mean, the way I look at it is it's just kind of a real shame that if one kind of indie rock crossover guy had to go, it wasn't that smug little sissy from the Smashing Pumpkins, you know?
Yeah, really.
But there you go. Does this make a choice in this matter?
Does this make Courtney Love the Audrey Williams of grunge rock?
I guess so. It doesn't bode well for the kid, does it?
That's really, you know,
yeah. You know, what can you say? You know, guy blows his head off in his own million-dollar home. It's pretty goddamn pathetic.
It certainly is. I don't know what to say.
See you in Rock Valhalla.
But he does seem to bode for a generation that takes absolutely no responsibility for anything they do. Mm-hmm. I really feel that the youth of America are crybabies. And you know, I don't feel that sorry for the guy. He killed himself, but it's depressing. But you know, he had $1 million. He had a kid. He had all these things. It's like another kid has to fend for himself with that horrible mom. I'm sorry, but at least dad could have been the buffer zone there. Huh?
It's true. Maybe he could have shot her first.
Yeah. Well.
Then the bass player would have gotten the kid.
Yep. Anyway, you want to just go back in the hillbilly hangover?
Why not?
We've got a western swing set, which is spurred on because I get so many requests for this group. Hartman's Heartbreakers, absolutely one of the top two or three female singers in the history of country music, Betty Lou. Let's hear from them.
Everybody out there in radio land. This here's Lester Moran, old road hog, and his Cadillac Cowboys. Mighty neighborly of you to let us in your living rooms for the next 15 minutes of good old country music. We're coming at you this morning through the courtesy of Burford's Barbershop. You can always get clipped at Burford's. That's B-U-R-F-O-R-D. Everybody gets trimmed at Burford's. Okay, boys, right now we're going to start things off here this morning with old Wichita, getting him up here at the mic playing Take Off Guitar. You got that thing tuned this morning, boy?
Yeah.
Knocking, but you can't come in. Keep knocking, but you can't come in. Keep knocking, but you can't come in. Can't you let me be? You thought you had me on the rack, and I'd be there when you got back. But I'm running on another track. Guess you better let me be.
And a grinning for some of our good friends over in Hogan County at Moose Lodge number 13. But you can hear him sing that song each and every Saturday night at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. That's the same dance that used to be held in the volunteer fire hall before it burnt down. By the way, don't forget to go by and see Burford and tell him old Road Hog sent you. Everybody that's ever been there's had a close shave. All right, then. Now let's call on two fine fellers up here at the mic. One of them's better looking than the other, and I ain't going to say which one. I won't get no fight started here this morning. Old Road Hog's just funning now. Of course, I'm talking about Red and Wesley, the two young country singers. Boys, what pretty duet you got picked out for us?
Good man feeling bad. They must have been
mighty fine. Hey, hey, thank you very much. There's two old boys that's favorites wherever they go. Want to remind you again to go by and see Burford at Burford's Barber Shop. Go by and get your ears lowered and get some of that special tonic he keeps in the back room. Oh, Burford. Okay, Burford. Moving on now, I want to thank you for them cards and letters we've been getting in here. And I guess it's time for yours truly, old Roadhog, to do one for you this morning. Want to send this out this morning to Lulu and Benny, Karen and Fred, who we had a great time with last Saturday night over to Johnny Mac Brown High School. And we'll be there each and every Saturday night. Want to send this out this morning to Leo and Elsie, who are celebrating their 91st wedding anniversary. I'm sorry. That's her 16th wedding anniversary. Old Roadhog had the card turned upside down. Don't bother old Roadhog none. I'd like to send this out this morning to all my friends that requested it.
Hoot scoot, root de boot. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Fly high, say goodbye. Don't come back to the oceans dry. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Go, go, don't say no. And don't slow down till I holler. Wherever you're going, don't drop me a line. To you I am showing a map with a one-way sign. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Say hey, sail away, and don't come back till your mind is stayed. Wise old owl sitting in a tree. Now I tell it to you as you told it to me. If you don't fly right and he keeps you low, take a word from the bird and let it go. So hoot scoot, root de boot. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Fly high, say goodbye, and don't come back till the ocean's dry. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Hoot scoot, root de boot. Go, go, don't say no, and don't slow down till I holler. Well, fly, little rover, I'm setting you free. Don't stop till you're over a nest in another tree. Hoot, scoot, root, de boot. Hoot, scoot, root, de boot. Say hey, sail away, and don't come back till you're mine to stay.
Mighty fine. Thank you, boys. Mighty fine. Mighty pretty. Yes, sirree. Ah, old clock on the wall says it's time to get out of here for another Saturday morning. Wichita, take us out of here now.
Lady, get out your can. Here comes your garbage man.
Get away, man, man. I ain't got no garbage.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
How dear WFMU Starch. Ooh, stop! Stop! Okay, I think I'm in control now. Milton Brown and his musical Brownies there. Garbage Man.
They had a way about them, didn't they?
Think they ever drank?
Did he kill himself?
Nope. He died in a car crash.
Oh.
He would have been the big Western swing star. He had a big jump on Bob Wills.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard Pee Wee King with Hoot Scoot. Will Leo Daniel, who actually does nothing on that record, but he did later become the governor of Texas. And his Hillbilly Boys doing Dirty Hangover Blues. I have a clean hangover today.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys keep a knockin'. And Hartman's Heartbreakers, by request, opened it up with Give It To Me, Daddy. This is WFMU East Orange, 91.1 on your blaster.
Betcha.
And what are we doing here?
News?
John Graboff has something he'd like to promote. Pete Rodeo, they're making a movie, Zachariah 2, the second electric western. If you'd like to tell us about that. No, what did you want to plug? I'm sorry.
The other half of the original Beat Rodeo duo of Steve Almas, Bill Shunk. I also play with Steve Almas in the Steve Almas Quartet.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to be playing at Mercury Lounge on the 29th, I believe it is. It's a Friday night of April.
Nice place, too. I like that place.
It's the best sounding club in New York City, bar none.
Yep.
No pun intended.
A nice bartender in the cleanest bathroom in New York.
Clean restroom.
It's cleaner than the bathroom.
Rated.
Yep. Well, they did a really nice job on the sound system there. It really sounds great.
Mention Mike or Margaret. Enjoy a free glass of wine or sangria with dinner. Yeah, they did a cracker job at the place.
Mm-hmm.
And former Pound Radio family member
Den Watkins bar there. What night's Den there? Sunday and Tuesday.
Sunday
I believe Den Watkins there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And don't forget the Senders tonight at Brownies
with Martin's Folly
and Rooster Tail.
And Rooster Tail. Right? And Dick
finest.
Dale is Wednesday at the Grand.
Yes.
The Dick Dale Tribe. You probably can't get in this. It's a record industry only thing, but Johnny Cash is at Fez Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
Papa John Ventrilo, called the world's oldest living bowler by American Bowling Congress, died in Plantation, Florida at age 105 this week.
Whoa.
Too bad about that, huh?
The Grim Reaper
his
really...
Age or his average?
Yeah, really.
Oh.
Grim Reaper really collected quite a collection this week. The guy from Dr. Feelgood?
Yeah, what's his name? Lee
Brillo?
Lee Brillo.
Brilliex.
He died of cancer. Mm. He was only 42, supposedly. I'd like to thank listener Bill Savello of Springfield, New Jersey, who sent me a big pile of 45s.
Thanks, Bill.
That's absolutely kept me going for a whole week. I was, definitely. What a guy. Thank you very much. And a very nice letter. I'm going to analyze your handwriting, though, and report back.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. Let's. You got news there?
I got a beauty here. A Moroccan surgeon has removed a cyst weighing 30 kilograms. This is Reuters is so great. 30 kilograms, parentheses, 66 pounds, and parentheses, from a 55-year-old woman who thought she was pregnant. Mouna Belhaj underwent surgery at the Al-Farabi Hospital in Ouda after complaining of painful abdominal swelling, a hospital spokeswoman said. Congratulations, Mrs. Belhaj. It's a cyst.
Did they pick out a name yet?
Yeah, really. She had been ill for 3 months. The operation was a complete success, and after a week in hospital, she was discharged in perfect health. Does that mean they discharged the cyst as well?
What do you think is more collectible, the cyst or Kurt Cobain's shotgun?
Or what came out when they discharged her?
Mm.
Well, can you imagine, Kurt Cobain's shotgun probably has that telltale toe print right on the trigger,
Well, I was just thinking if there was no trigger guard on it, used a shoe, it could be a hell of a shoe endorsement.
Yeah, Planet Reebok. God.
Go for it.
Oh, incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Should we get to the family values desk here?
All right.
Manila, a 27-year-old Filipino, beheaded his mother and walked around the neighborhood carrying her head before residents subdued him, police said.
Could have popped it on Cobain's body.
They said Ferdinand San Juan became enraged when his mother, Aida, age 57, she tried to pacify him while he was quarreling with a neighbor in the Manila suburb of Morong.
Honey, take a drink.
He chopped off her head with an axe and carried it down the street before horrified neighbors overpowered him.
Guess he wasn't much of an opera fan.
Let's keep going on this family of values thing here.
Yeah, I know it's a staple there.
Montpelier, Vermont. A man killed his father with a chainsaw and a knife in the older man's front yard a week after the father got him out of a mental hospital.
That confirms it's the capital.
Kevin Rickard, age 28, was charged with murder Thursday and jailed on $100,000 bail. He could get up to life imprisonment.
Neighbors thought he was snoring.
Yeah, Rickard interrupted his attorney during the arraignment to tell the judge that he acted in self-defense. I was viciously attacked by the deceased. Floyd Rickard, age 54, died Wednesday after being attacked at his house in Brattleboro. Three passersby saw him being attacked in his driveway and front yard, and the assault was still taking place when a state trooper arrived.
When a small crowd gathered.
Yes. One more.
He's going to take his head off, huh?
Yeah. This is from Tokyo. A Japanese businessman stabbed his unemployed son to death when he refused to stop snipping paint thinners.
Get a job. Quit huffing paint.
To Tetsutoro Ari, a 57-year-old deputy head of machinery sales at elite trading house Mitsui & Company, stabbed his eldest son, Kenichi, age 24, with a knife after the argument. Kenichi had defied his father's order to give up his 10-year habit, which had led him to threaten his parents' lives. Quote, if I had just left him as he was, he would be a menace to family and public. The father was quoted as saying,
he gave
himself up to police. Well, I must say, Renica and Yap did a fabulous job with the news this week.
I'm totally into this Reuters thing. Their font is much more readable. They translate all metric into not-so-metric. They're wonderful.
They're nice people.
Mm-hmm. They're just
Mr. Fun. And Mrs. Reuter. They stop by the station every once in a while.
They bake cookies
to bestow their greetings on us.
And well groomed, I might add.
I went to Norton headquarters and bought a lot of new records this week. So
speaking of well groomed,
the next 2 hours you're gonna hear lots of stuff you never heard before. And they got a lot of good new 45s over there. And I'll get the Norton address and give it out a little later for those of you who want to. They got a great mail order catalog and they're getting ready to put out a new one.
Their mail order catalog, it fulfills the single greatest requirement in mail order catalogs, as well as even if you don't want to order anything from them, it's actually kind of funny to read.
Yeah, but there's a lot of good stuff that literally is not available in any stores around here. So anyway, let's get back into some music. Here's a fellow who runs a dry cleaning establishment out in Queens when we last time anybody looked. Roscoe Gordon.
Little. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't.
That's Carl Perkins, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes in person. And he's coming to Memphis, Tennessee, direct from the Perry Como TV show. Carl Perkins will rock and roll in the Overton Park Shell for a great show Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. Hear him sing Blue Suede Shoes, Honey Don't, and his sensational new Boppin' the Blues. There'll be Johnny Cash in the Tennessee, too, with Cry, Cry, Cry and Folsom Prison Blues. Rock and Roll Ruby with Warren Smith. The new sensation Roy Orbison and his Teen Kings with the Ooby Dooby.
Hey, baby, jump over here when you do the ooby-dooby. I just gotta be near
you. And the Rockin' Daddy, Eddie Bond and the Stompers. It's a great country rock and roll show starring the new sensation of the nation, Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Buy your tickets now for Johnny Cash, Warren Smith, Roy Orbison, Eddie Bond, and Mr. Blue Suede Shoes, Carl Perkins in person. Friday night, the 1st of June, 8 p.m. at Overton Park Shell in Memphis.
My fault, I missed it. Yeah, man. I'm still messing up.
Give me a draw and cigarette.
Here we go now, man. If I mess up again, I'm going to bust my guitar. And it's cost too much money, then.
Start it off, yeah. No, we won't.
Shop me holler, rave on, children, I'm with ya. Rave on, cats and cry. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone and let's all get Dixie fried. The cops heard Dan when he started to shout. This is what he had to say. Holler, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, catch the cry. It's almost dawn and the cops are gone. Let's all get Dixie fried. Get right. And through the black crossbar, he tossed a note to his dick. He said, it ain't my fault, hon, that I'm in here. But holler, rave on, children, I'm with you. Rave on, cats, he cried. It's almost dawn, and the cops ain't gone. And I've been Dixie fried.
All right. Well, sober up and try to listen to this.
Everybody doing that.
Tootsie Roll. Ooh, 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 wah, wah, ooh. Was doing it too. They did the Watoosie Roosie. Ooh, Watoosie Roosie. Ooh, Watoosie Roosie. Everybody doing that Watoosie Roo. Watoosie Roo. And you walk with your soul. Toosie woo soo woo. Ooh, toosie woo soo woo. Ooh, toosie woo soo woo. Everybody doing up. Toosie woo. Toosie woo. Toosie woo. Was doing it too. She did the Watoosie Roosie Roo. Ooh, Watoosie Roosie Roo. Ooh, Watoosie Roosie Roo. Everybody's doing the Watoosie Roo. Watoosie Roo.
A frenzy of music and action.
I saw you last night at the picture show. You were cuddling up with Jim. You said, little baby, last date we had, you loved me more than him. But now, little baby, I just don't know, and I think I better call it quits. Raise a little baby for me, change your heart. You're driving me out of my wits, 'cause you're a two-timer, you're a two-timer, you're a two-timer. You do time all the time, yeah, 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 you do time all the time. Well, I ask you if you'd go with me to the junior senior prom. You answered well in a crazy way, I better go. Said okay to me and smiled. You said, now I don't wanna be late. Oh, but to the surprise of everyone, you had another date. 'Cause you're a two-timer, you're a two-timer, you're a two-timer. You do time all the time, yeah, yeah, yeah. You do time all the time.
My friends, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
I'm a super gummer on the
Back in the States.
Howdy, dear. WFMU East Orange. Like the guitar solo on that one?
Yeah, I like the close vocal harmonies, too.
That was the Terrigan Brothers on the Fortune label. Hi-ho, little girl.
Singing as only brothers can.
And we heard The Concepts with The Jungle.
We're The Jungle with The Concepts.
Right. Jimmy Gray and the Missiles, two-timer. The Tenderfoots, Watusi-Woosi-Woo. Carl Perkins, whose birthday it is today, did a 15 false starts and finally made it through Dixie Fried without smashing his Les Paul. And Roscoe Gordon on the Sun label, Shooby Ooby. The Tenderfoots, the Jimmy Gray, got those over at Norton. I got the address here. If you want to send for a Norton catalog, they get millions of 45s in there now that you can't find anywhere else, all at a very good price. Norton Records, Post Office Box 646, Cooper Station, New York, New York, 10003. Since nobody wrote it down, we'll say it one more time. Box 646, Cooper Station, New York City, 10003.
Norton
Tell them
Records.
The sent you. And, oh, there's one interesting piece. There's a couple of good good things in the rock news this week, but this one really caught my eye. Hard Living Rolling Stones guitarist Brian Jones was drowned in 1969 by a London builder who just snapped, according to two new books. That's two new books. At the time, structural a coroner failure. Ruled that 27-year-old Jones drowned in the pool at his 11-acre Sussex estate while, quote, while under the influence of alcohol and drugs. But
both books...
Paint It Black, The Murder of Brian Jones by Jeffrey Giuliano and Who Killed Christopher Robin by Terry Rawlings claim the pop star was murdered by Frank Thorogood, who died last November. The books allege that Thorogood, who had been hired to help renovate Joan's home, drowned the pop star. Giuliano
spackled his mouth shut.
Alleged that Thorogood might have been helped by an unidentified accomplice. Jones had parted with the band a month before his death. According to the excerpts from Rawlings' book in yesterday's edition of News of the World, Thorogood allegedly made a deathbed confession to his friend Tom Keelock, who was road manager for the Rolling Stones at the time of Jones' death.
And he identified the accomplice as Mick Jagger.
I thought Ian Stewart was the road manager. But we do, since we've got a lot of requests on this, we will be playing Brian's only lead vocal with the Stones in a few minutes.
I think the record that on the recent The Hound format tops the list is with the most beeps in it.
Yeah. Right. So we got 5 minutes to buy time. It is Carl Perkins' birthday. I think he's a million today. He's 1 million years old today.
Would not surprise me.
And let's play one more Carl Perkins because we got to kill some time. And this is one of my favorites, but this is a different version. I'd never heard this particular. I thought this was one of those things that it was only one take of, but evidently there were two. And here's the other take of Her Love Rubbed Off.
I'm a loving man. I let her know that I'm a loving man. That another love dog on me. That baby would let me be. That baby took me by the hand. That woman took me loving man. That woman would let me know. That baby how to do go go. Oh ho. A lot of loving and a diamond ring. A lot of loving and a diamond ring. That lover looked all on me. That baby would let me. That woman would tell me no. That woman would let me go. That woman would let me be. That lover looked all on me.
Yeah. For me. No, you didn't. this is a weird session, man. Oh, well. I never did like the song anyway.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
How dear WFMU East Orange. That was Steve Stevens with Weird Session. Before that, we heard Carl Perkins and another version of Her Love Rubbed Off.
Yet another drunken version classic. Of Her Love Rubbed Off.
Absolute classic.
You know the great thing about Carl Perkins is Billy Perkins pointed out.
His toupee.
Well,
his toupee is a great thing.
The toupee and the touring family. He's the only guy in rock and roll that eggs himself on in solos. You know, he's always going like, "Go, cat!" You know, before the solos. But he's the guy. Yep. Who the hell is he talking
to? The cat.
He's talking to the toupee, I think.
Yeah, he's definitely. I think we have a vibe report on the line. Okay, nobody talk about guitar strings. Roscoe.
Yeah.
Hey there.
Hey.
What's going on,
Mr. Hand? How's it with you?
Pretty good, pretty good. I had absolutely no voice this morning. It's slowly but surely either coming back or really going.
What'd you do?
I drank.
Ann Howard?
I drank. I don't know what I did. I drank a lot, though. Where are you? You sound like you're in a pay toilet or something.
Let me hit the channel select.
You're where? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Does it sound better?
Yeah, it does, actually. A little bit.
No, I'm at home watching the third round of the Masters.
How's the weather?
The weather, there is a slight overcast. You know, it's just kind of like a dull white sky.
Mm-hmm. Is that in Augusta or in New York?
It's in Augusta. It's Spanish guy, Jose Maria Ozabal, they say. It's a Z, but it's pronounced T-H. Ozabal.
That's golf, right?
Yeah, he's leading. Golf and some, there's a couple other guys, you know. It's pretty conservative. How are you guys today?
Pretty good, pretty good. I'm really hungover. Bruce is not hungover. And John Graboff is mildly.
You got Graboff out there with
John
you?
John Graboff is here, yes, in person.
Uh-huh. Hey, Sco, how you doing?
Pretty good, how about you?
Not too bad.
Graboff is the gallery.
Uh huh.
Mm hmm.
Who drove?
Me.
You did?
Yeah. We put Bruce sideways in the back.
Ah. Uh-huh. What a nice guy.
They're going to strap me to the roof on the way home.
Uh-huh. You guys eat yet?
No. I'm too hungover to eat.
Not me.
The time I get back, I'll be ready to eat.
I've been hungover, but I've been, like, drinking Coca-Colas and eating Chinese food.
Ooh. Coca-Cola is a great hangover cure.
It's very true.
It's really crazy how you're just drawn to it.
Mm-hmm.
The only time the Coca-Cola doesn't work is if you've been throwing up all the hot stuff from Bloody Marys the night before.
You know,
it burns its way down like a flaming auger.
Well, that happened to me also, and for the real special times when Coca-Cola won't work, and this is so important that you shouldn't go to it too often, that's when I reach for the Dr. Pepper.
Ah. Ah. It's an extra medical training.
Yeah, it's got that little bit of prune in there, you know? A little carbonated prune.
I'm a strong believer in DDP, Diet Dr. Pepper.
I think I just invented a new soda, Dr. Jalapeno.
Yeah, there you go. You can do a half and half, Bruce. That's pretty good with the diet and a little bit of regular Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's not like I really need to slim down or anything. It's just like the standard soda just makes my teeth hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But how does the MSG from the Chinese food fit into the overall picture?
It does sort of an Elvis's stomach exponential thing, you know.
Also gives you a healthy forehead sweat, you know, that all the booze can leave via.
You know, combining with the Coca-Cola or Dr. Pepper, depending on the severity of your intake.
Well, MSG always made my fingertips tingle, so I guess in that case you always like to know they're still there. So.
Uh-huh.
So what did you do last night, Roscoe?
What did I do? It's really a good question.
Hmm.
I think I just continued with the Chinese food and Cokes and watching TV, the Bush, you know.
The bush? Oh, you're burning the bush.
Burning the bush.
I see.
I think so. I still needed one more recuperation night. Where did you guys go?
I went out to Billy and Miriam's to buy records. On the way back, I stopped to have dinner at 2A with Lorraine, and I just stayed there and got smashed until it got too crowded. Then I went over to the Mercury Lounge and got even smashed-er.
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 And even more crowded.
Yeah. And then I stumbled home.
Sounds good. What's in store for us as far as this evening's festivities go?
I think the Senders Rooster Tail and Martin's Folly at Brownies looks like the ticket for tonight.
Uh-huh.
But Dick Dale is at the Grand on Wednesday, and that's something. I know you missed them last time, but you should really try to make it over there, just to gaze upon the reverb tank of life.
They're reissuing it. Let's see. Yeah, that's the 13th.
Yep.
Okay.
And then the 17th at Maxwell's.
Right, that's Sunday after, a week from tomorrow at Maxwell's.
Uh-huh.
And what's that reissue date?
Last time he was better at Maxwell's than at the Grand.
Well, that probably would be, you know.
Yeah.
The Grand does, I mean, I'm not going to like ruin somebody's free drinks by saying this, the Grand does kind of suck.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's just, Even at, if you got a sold out show on your hands, they still don't care because they're going to have you out of there by 11 o'clock so they can get in the
disco. Yeah, they do the early thing there.
Crazy disco party that costs them nothing.
And if Nightbob isn't doing the sound, it just sounds horrendous in there. It's just this weird sort of bass garbage can.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, let's see. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. That sounds good. Mary Lee's playing on Thursday.
Where's that at?
Sinead.
Yeah. With Andy and with the whole band or just the...
Andy and Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. That sounds good. Saturday night over at Brownies. Aha.
Spot standing bar.
He is?
Yeah.
That's good. I've seen, it seems like there's a lot of sort of greatest hits bartenders this week, you know?
Yeah. And I hit them all.
What?
And I think I've hit every bar this week.
What day was that we were at the Tom Clark thing?
Thursday.
That was tolerable.
Yeah. Speaking of which, Bill Bruch has been appearing with a Western Swing outfit. When's the next Dixie Riddle Cups gig, Bruce?
Next Dixie Riddle Cups gig, I'm glad you asked because I completely spaced it off myself, is Wednesday night at the Sidewalk Cafe on Avenue A.
This Wednesday?
Two sets.
Wednesday at the Sidewalk.
In the back room?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I tried to see Adam play there once, and it was so crowded, I split.
I can't say I've ever been deep enough into that place to know where a band would play.
Mm, yeah. Dick Dale,
it's hard to live down a bad hamburger. I had one there, and I never, you know, I just could never go back into the place.
I'm not sure I could even drink in there. I mean, even the glasses look funky.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's why you go with that bonded bottle of Bud.
There it is.
You know?
Glass guaranteed to be funky.
Yeah, it's guaranteed. You know, it's just that's the worst thing about flying into Newark and seeing where that Budweiser comes from on the East Coast.
Right next to the graveyard, right. You know, and the prison.
Yeah, downriver.
It's in the water.
Really? Oh, no. Let's see if there's any other intense shot-making going on here. Oh, there's Vijay Singh, Larry Mize, two of the greats. Oh, we drained it. Oh, that's good.
Let us know when he gets back out on the course.
You drained that one. Well, guys, I guess, you know, I'll be hooking up with you later on. So
cool.
I guess so. You got some good noise on...
yeah, I got tons of it.
...plan for everybody? All right. Well.
Okay, Roscoe. See you later.
State of the Vibe Report, folks. Even we don't know why anymore. we got a VOM set with a lot of, we got to get a lot of requests out of the way, including Bruce's request. And but here's what we got a lot of requests for. And since we had this little Brian Jones news story, this is Brian Jones' only recorded lead vocal with the Rolling Stones. It's a good one. Andrew's Blues.
Andrew. that I heard a groove. Now I know they're alive.
Because I know how it feels when you sing it. I know what it does to you. And I know the evil feeling that you feel when you sing it. I know the lost position that you get into in the beat. Well, if you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, and the first thing they'll say is the beat, the beat, the beat.
rolls the musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Now, dear WFMU, we're starting saying goodbye to Lee Brillo, Dr. Feelgood, dead at age 42 of cancer, overshadowed by all the other deaths this week. But
by the dozen other showbiz deaths this week.
Yeah, but, you know, they were a good solid band. They had a couple of good albums in them and a couple of bad ones. They were snappy dressers.
Yeah, it's weird listening to this stuff now because everything was so lame when it was coming out. It sounded brilliant.
Yeah, they had
it sounded like totally over the top.
They totally had that bricklayer, British, you know, yob thing down pretty well.
Yeah, their cover's so beautiful, too. They sort of like flared polyester pants.
Before that, we heard the Iguanas, Iggy Pop's very first lead vocal there, Again and Again. What great lyrics. Mm-hmm. In a field of bleak death. Before that, some early Lou Reed by request. The Roughnecks and You're Driving Me Insane. Captain Beefheart is very first 45 with gentleman bluesman Ry Cooter on that one. Diddy Wah Diddy.
Before the beer commercials.
And the Stones opened up with Andrew's Blues. Bleeped by the one and only Brian Redman.
Yeah, that goes out to Brian's index finger, which he probably wore out bleeping that one.
Mm-hmm. There is a caveman in a spaceship this week. I know we haven't got... he's from Memphis. We're... Many great cavemen and spaceships come from. Auburn Calloway, age 42. Passenger on the FedEx Flight 705 when he burst into a cockpit armed with two hammers, a knife, and a spear gun.
And he attacked, you're all fish!
He attacked the flight crew of the company cargo plane before the crew disarmed him. A bloody struggle ensued before the crew overpowered the man who had worked for Federal Express since 1989. Airport Authority President Larry Cox said they were very bloody. It looked like they had been in an explosion or a film you would see of Vietnam. It was hand-to-hand combat. Fight. Yeah. Anyway, they were about to follow the poor guy.
I mean,
fire the poor guy when at 4:45 p.m. He burst into the cockpit and attacked everybody with this array of weaponry.
And what an array.
Well. Array. Salt Lake City, an elephant giving rides to two children lifted her trainer, tossed him to the ground, stepped on him, critically injuring him. The children were not hurt. The 6,000-pound Asian elephant attacked Rex Williams at the Jordan Circus Monday after he bumped into the animal. He suffered a broken arm, four broken ribs, and other injuries. They loved each other. I'm sure she got spooked when he tripped in front of her, said Pat Jordan, the co-owner of the circus.
It was like rough sex.
The rough sex defense, yes.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's the ivory rage defense this time.
Thank you. Nuts. If I had more tea, I would have been there first.
Snoop Doggy Dogg and two other men will be tried in the shooting death of a man in a Los Angeles park last summer. The trial date is set for early this summer.
So get your tickets now.
Mm-hmm.
I believe Janet Jackson will be headlining.
Okay, we have to do a blues hangover.
We have to.
Well, this is a great blues hangover. It's all women. All chicks. Blues hangover.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a theme thing here. I'm going to kick it off with Mabel Franklin. This is WFMU East Orange, and I'm the Hound. I'm driving for the next hour and 6 minutes. Take it, Mabel. Get off the table, Mabel. The $2 is for the beer. Where the hell? What the hell's going on with this thing? Oh, there it is. Sorry about that.
Bye. Well, all right, but why can't you just get physical like a human?
Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. As hell, not my own. Oh, Lord, what shall I do? And love one begging me from heaven, welcome, no. I can't be that arm in this world anymore. This world is not my home. I'm only passing by. My treasures and my hope, you're lit up on high. All of my skin red, gone on before. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know, I have no friend like you. And heaven not my home. Oh, Lord, what shall I do? And love one second me from heaven will come. Oh, I can't feel at home. No dying sound. Sing, shout, and victory. Sing it everywhere. Oh, I put the boys up to this on the coast. Well, I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh, Lord, you know I have no friend like you. And heaven not my home. Oh, Lord, what shall I do? The love one taking me from heaven will come through. I can't feel at home in this. I'm only passing by. My treasures in my home. They are laid up on high. And all of my kindred, they're gone on before. I can't be at home in this world anymore.
It's a good thing I don't need an ear for music. I'm in ladies' underwear.
Alone, I'm just a
up and I don't know what to do.
Put that trash in the garbage can, not in my ears, honey.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Hal here. WFMU East Orange. Today's Blues Hangover. Willie May, Big Mama, Big Fat Stinking Mama Thornton, I Smell a Rat, on the Peacock label. Memphis Mini, talking about you. Chuck Berry stole so much stuff from Memphis Mini.
What, like your toaster and stuff?
and that song, for one. Mm-hmm. Before that, Betty James on the Chess label, I'm a little mixed up. The two gospel keys that I don't feel at home anymore. That's, I don't know who they were, but that's a beautiful record. Great song.
It was only two of them, though.
Two gospel keys, yeah. Mm-hmm. Key one and key two. Mabel Franklin opened it up with Let's Do the Wiggle.
Why not you?
And, could I tell you, I'm the Hound and this is WFMU. And I'm driving. Renouncements? I have a few.
Leave us renouncements.
But then again, too few to mention. The Senders, Brownies tonight, along with Martin's Folly and Rooster Tail. Neither of whom I've seen, but I know them and they'll probably be good. Mm-hmm. Dick Dale at the Grand Wednesday. Beat Rodeo, featuring our very own John Graboff at the Ludlow Monday. Mm-hmm. If you're a record industry guy, you can probably get in to see Johnny Cash at Fez Wednesday. We probably can't.
True.
And, Screaming Venus, my new favorite bartender, at CBGB's tonight, 10 o'clock. They're opening for, what's the guy's name from Black Flag, Greg Ginn, yeah.
What sort of jazz or not?
Sort of probably be so very crowded over there.
Yes, folks, hardcore fusion at last. Also, the Dixie Riddle Cups.
Dixie Riddle Cups at the...
Dave Hamburger and...
Sidewalk Wednesday.
What not on Wednesday night.
Yep. And me. With Smith mm-hmm. and Neil Bruch will be singing the best of Don Gibson with them.
In the worst way.
In the worst way. Nick Todd...
Singing like I never sang before, folks.
Nick Todd, for those of you who go through or into Magazine Exotica and go to weird newsstands, if you can find this month's British edition of Esquire, there's an amazing Nick Tosh's article about his bender, which carried over into England last fall. And I caught the New York part of the bender, and it was amazing. And this story is incredible, including the quotes from Kitty Kelly.
It has corroborative evidence in a sidebar, which every stupid magazine story should have. It's really great. All these people going, yeah, you really did do all of that stuff.
Yeah. Getting back to the news, Bangkok, a Thai military board turned down one eager conscript when he turned up for an interview in a miniskirt and low-cut top. The panel found that although Wanasivi Sribirani, age 21, was legally a man, he had undergone a sex change operation. He complained, my dreams of serving the country have been dashed.
Hey, there are no eunuchs in foxholes.
Mm-mm.
Are you sure you're a Marine?
Oregon poet Donald Eugene Russell won't get his last wish, which was to be skinned so that his hide could be used as a cover for a volume of his poetry. Getting in touch with the inner child, I guess.
Uh-huh.
His widow, Rachel Barton Russell, has settled a lawsuit brought by the state of Oregon, agreeing to have the body cremated. Russell, who died in February at age 62, left instructions in his will that his skin be removed and tanned. Barton Russell, a 33-year-old law student at University of Oregon, wanted some friends and an expert animal skinner to remove the skin from the corpse, which had been kept in a freezer. Quote, he was very fond of his skin.
Yikes.
It was so soft. So subtle.
So hairy.
Anyway, what else is going on out there? What do you got?
A Scottish snack manufacturer said on Wednesday it had found a live World War I hand grenade in a shipment of French potatoes, the second antique explosive to arrive in 2 weeks. The explosive, a rare P1 spoon model, folks, if you have one around the house, mail one here, care of Uppsala College, which the French Army started using in 1915, was spotted by magnetic metal detection equipment on Tuesday at the Highlander Snacks Potato Crisp Factory at Bathgate, central Scotland. 10 days ago, a British grenade turned up at the same plant in another potato consignment from the same region, France's Somme Valley, scene of bitter battles in the 1914-18 war.
Wow.
There you have it. And they say the salt will get you.
Has anybody been following the New York, what's going on this season in the New York school system?
Well, more of the same.
Here's a good one. This was at South Shore High School in Brooklyn. Police officer Elizabeth McCrory was attacked by a crowd of students Thursday who were biting her, hitting her with her nightstick and chanting, take her gun, take her gun. Three students were arrested, charged with assault, robbery, and riot. All three of them were girls, and they didn't release their name because they're underage. Anyway,
Because they couldn't spell them.
Another officer named Andrew McGinnis, a police spokesperson, said the attack occurred after McCrory, who was assigned to foot patrol, saw two students fighting outside the school shortly before 1 p.m. Two school security guards broke up the fight, but as they were escorting the students to the principal's office, a crowd of other students gathered. McCrory followed the students into the school, and the crowd, which now numbered 50, started to become unruly. The officer stepped in an attempt to calm and disperse the crowd. And a female student pushed her and knocked her to the ground. While McCrory tried to arrest the girl, she was attacked by 8 to 10 students who ripped hair from her head, punched her, kicked her, bit her, took her hat, her police radio, and her nightstick. The students beat McCrory with the nightstick, but ignored Chance to take her gun. She recovered her radio and called for help. More arrests are expected.
They're trying to take my gun.
And here's another good one. Teachers are demanding that a Bronx high school be shut down in the wake of hurled stink bombs at a teacher. A slashing and swastikas that have been scrolled on the blackboard this week.
Come on, they actually asked for an airstrike, but they're going to settle for it being shut
down. Right. Three teachers were hurt, including a social studies teacher who was slashed across the face with a box cutter when he stepped in between an arguing couple. He was trying to be heroic, said the principal of Adley Stevenson Senior High School. He should have just called security. Teachers demanding better security voted yesterday to ask their union, the UFA, to take action and have the school shut down. Once again, we call for folks, my idea, and I'm gonna, if Howard Stern could run for governor, I could run for president on this one, capital punishment in the schools. Where it's needed most.
Sort of capital punishment combination pep rallies.
That and retroactive abortion. John?
Well, I got an interesting item here. Three things that one doesn't ordinarily associate with children.
Let me guess.
Well, there's a little item here from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram. A 25-year-old woman wearing a wedding dress and claiming to be a box of cereal was arrested after police said she exposed herself to a family having a 4th of July picnic at Seaside Park.
Oh, go. Wow. She was trying to show them the prize inside, I guess.
Look, Mommy, it's a cornflake.
Oh, well. On that note, I think we should play some more records.
Why not?
You got a stupid...
We could play this roll of tape if you ran out of records.
From the stupid follow-up records department, here comes Danny Taylor with I'm the Father of Annie's Baby.
Do you the father of any baby. I'm the father of that doll baby. Oh yeah, that's my baby. Annie, Annie, oh yeah, I'm the father.
A man's body, a fly's head.
Well, I went to town to buy a car. There stood a man with a big cigar. Honest John, the working man's friend, he said, my generosity knows no end.
Oh, wrong side of the record. I'm sorry, this is worthless. I'm going to just flip it over, folks.
So we love 45s.
This is the side you really want to hear.
I know a young man who's entertained millions with his singing and playing in every land. And yet, there are a lot of people that knock him. Yes, I wonder if they really know this man. The way he moves around, they say they don't like him. They say our teenagers he's trying to ruin. But I know this man respects all people. So my friends, the truth, let's try and learn. Oh, I know it's so easy to see bad things in people, in every country, state, and town. But when it comes to seeing the good in them, it's easy to see the good in an old hunting hound. Now this young man we all know as Elvis is just a regular guy. He's always loved and honored his father and mother, and he surely respects people like you and me. If you were down and out, and when he saw you, right then he would try and understand. If you were blind, sick, or hungry, he'd help him feed you. Yes, my friends, he is what I call a man. He believes in God, as we all do, and believes in prayer just the same. So why don't you and I get on his team? Don't go around trying to ruin his name. For you see, friends, he's already made it. And I remember just a year or so ago, everything you could hear was about Elvis, that cat-loving, bopping, rock and roll so-and-so. But to people who really know Elvis, they can surely tell you the life he leads. He neither smokes nor drinks. That's cleaner than many. Please accept this truth, friends, for friendship is what anyone needs. I remain your friend and Elvis's, Felton Jarvis.
Station. That's right. That's us, Personality Plus.
Oh, baby, baby, just come in town. Now, have you heard about the dance? Bob and Sock put it down. It's called the Cat Hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, the Cat Hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
Yeah, it's the Cat Hop.
Meow, meow, meow.
You just gotta learn to do the Cat Hop. Push your tip on your toes and kind of move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the Cat Hop. Oh, the Cat Hop. Yes, girls, that's the Cat Hop. And you just gotta learn to do the Cat Hop. Honey child, put your arms all around me, hold me and squeeze me tight. I'm gonna teach you the Cat Hop, and I'll teach you how to do it right. Cause we're going to a party, we cross town tonight. And when we hit that joint, we're gonna hit it right. We'll do the Cat Hop. Oh, the Cat Hop. Yeah, the Cat Hop. You just gotta learn to do the Cat Hop. You got to do it
Two fingertips on your toes, kinda move around, and then you wiggle low and almost touch the ground, and that's the cat hop. Oh, the cat hop. Yes, little girl, that's the cat hop. You just gotta learn to do the cat hop.
Scat! Station of the Stars!
Star music, star talent for the real All-Stars, meaning you, our listeners. Right here, all day. We play music with you in mind.
This prayer is a special prayer. It's for those who are in love.
I did it again, folks. Wrong side of the record again. Yeah, I know.
I don't believe you. Bruce, how long have you been in broadcasting?
You know, it was that thing you said to me the other day that sort of shook me up, Bruce.
Which was what?
You said, I'm getting so scared that you stopped drinking. I haven't been able to think straight since then.
All right.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Now, dear WFMU East Orange, the Corvettes, I'm never going to leave again. After several miscues. Frank Virtue and the Virtues did the Team Mashed Potatoes. The Dodgers, Cat Hop, Felton Jarvis, Don't Knock Elvis. And Danny Taylor opened it up with I'm the Father of Annie's Baby.
Now you know.
Well, it was worth all the miscues, wasn't it, folks?
I think so.
Wasn't it, folks? Topeka, Kansas. A man kicked out of a topless bar because of rude remarks returned with a gun early yesterday and started shooting, killing three people and wounding two others. The 24-year-old man suspected in the shooting, who wasn't identified, was arrested at the home of an acquaintance who called the police. Two bouncers at Shanghai Lil's and a male customer who tried to subdue the gunman were killed. The other two shooting victims, also both men, suffered leg wounds. The man asked to leave the club after a woman employee complained about rude remarks.
Well, it's bad enough to be ogled in one of those places, let alone being ogled, like, in a crosshairs. You know?
Yeah. this one is from Chillicothe, Ohio. A sheriff here confiscated a man's artificial arm after he allegedly used it to break a window in the county jail. It's evidence, said Sheriff Bill Knott. Raymond Kilo, age 54, of Leesburg, was under arrest on a drunken driving charge Wednesday when he removed the artificial limb and smashed the window in his cell. He was freed after pleading innocent to drunk driving, but the sheriff said he would charge Kilo with vandalism. If I get my way, he's going to have to pay for this window before he gets his arm back.
Gee whiz. Sheriff Scrooge.
Yeah, really. Let's see. Let's get...
A one-armed bandit.
Japanese...
Don't read the wrong side of the paper.
Japanese trendsetters say it lowers blood pressure, clears up the skin, stimulates brain gray cells. Diehard gourmets say tuna fish eyeball is simply scrumptious.
Yum.
Nice story.
I like it when it bursts in your mouth.
Mm. Lloyd Price is playing down in Atlantic City.
Cool.
If you're into that, if you're going down there, he's pretty
Bob
cool.
Bob Gitch 10, that's a good show.
Yep. He claims he makes $230,000 a year just off of Lottie Miss Claudie.
Really?
Yep. And mechanicals. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, like, that's me. Did he write Happy Birthday as well? I mean, that's
no,
insane.
But he did introduce Don King to Muhammad Ali. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Fort Pierce, Florida. A hold-up victim who literally bit the bullet credits his dentures with deflecting a gunshot wound and saving his life, police said yesterday. Richard Daniel, 66, was sitting outside his house on Saturday night when a young man approached on a bicycle, pointed a gun at him, and demanded his wallet.
Give me your teeth.
Daniel pulled a knife and struggled with the gunman, who fired upwards, hitting him in the chin. The bullet split the dentures, but the bullet was deflected, and he lived.
And there you have it. And off to the dentist he went.
That's about it, I think.
Uh-huh.
That's about it for news. What do you guys think? Rock through the end of this thing?
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the move. What do you think, John?
Rock through the end of this sucker?
Yeah.
Well, I think
it's a quorum.
We got a request to play the first Ray Manzarek album. What do you think? In its entirety?
What, it all started with rock and roll, now it's out of control?
I don't know. I never
That's
even liked
it. That's a break on site album for me.
Oh, okay. In that case, we'll just go back from with the trashy old 45s. We got one here by Jesse Allen.
Thank you. Hi, this is Dick Dale, King of the Surf Guitar. You're listening to WFMU, The Hound, East Orange. Listen to the thunder.
Wanna hug you every morning, I wanna hug you every night. I never ever wanna let you out of my sight. Ooh, wee Marie, but I like the way you walk. Ooh, wee Marie, well I like the way you talk. You got that certain something so hard to explain. You got that cool and crazy look that's driving me insane. Ooh, wee Marie, well I like your pretty eyes. Ooh, wee Marie, well you're just my kind of size. If you could only love me the way that I love you, I'd say, ooh, wee Marie, you make my dreams come true. I wanna hug you in the morning, I wanna hug you every night. I never ever wanna lay up to you, a wheel out of my sight. I wanna kiss your pretty baby, like we never kissed before. I wanna kiss and kiss you, more and more and more. Ooh, wee Marie, well I like your pretty smile. Ooh, wee Marie, you're just my kind of style. Oh well, I'm crazy about you, baby. Be my steady date. I wish that I could call for you each Saturday at 8. Ooh, wee Marie, you look so cool and fine. Ooh, wee Marie, come on and say you'll be mine. Oh well, if you could only love me the way that I love you, I'd say, ooh, wee. You make my dreams come true. Ooh, Marie, ooh, Marie, Marie, yes, I want you, yes, I need you.
A love pure and passionate and pagan. As modern man reaches into outer space, primitive man searches beyond his horizons.
life of the immature.
I sure spend my money like I have a good time. Work every day, can't never keep a dime. So I act on a party, throw away my loot. Every Monday morning, got to pour in my suit. I love to rock.
That's
suit you right up over your fat back feet. Shoes. I got finesse and charm that I never use. I've been in what the players call an atomic set, because I'm bona fide, certified, qualified, know where it's at. I'm a homeboy, that's all Mr. Wiggles is. I don't want no Cadillac. I was born down that Bigfoot country, where you get those pigtail tied knots, pork chops real, real hot, chillin' covered mustard, ham, hot, good old potato custard. I'm a homeboy. I'm from down in Richmond, VA. An old fat by singing Mr. Wiggles home, and I'm proud to say, yes, I'm a homeboy. That's all Mr. Wiggles is. I'm just an old fat back singing homeboy. Yes, I'm proud to be a homeboy.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
You've ever been in love, you know what I mean. My baby, she's right all night. Today she says she's moving on.
With unbridled longing, and every physical urge is driven to excess.
That mental illness claims more victims than any other disease? That's right. One American in every 10 is suffering from some disabling mental or emotional disorder.
And
I'm bad.
back into jump.
All right, Hound here, and that just about wraps it up. That was Nathaniel Meyer and the Fabulous Twilights with Hurting Love. Let's see, from the bottom of the deck. Embers, I Walked All Night. The Bel Airs did White Port and Lemon Juice. Sweetie Jones did Please Don't Leave. Mr. Wiggles by request with Homeboy. Tommy Wilson from, I guess right over here somewhere, Harrison, New Jersey, Buzzin'. Cletus Harrison did Rock and Roll in the Groove. Bill Lodgeson, Come to My House, Rock. The Impressions did A Long Time Ago. Dick Dale, Ooh Wee Marie, Wednesday night at the Grand, the Dick Dale Tribe. And Jesse Allen opened up with Let's Party. I'd like to thank our news team of Yop and Renica, who did a fabulous bang-up job this week.
Wonderful
and
job.
And, of course, Bill Bruch, thank you just for being you.
Thank you just for being
John Graboff.
Someone other than me.
Every Monday night with the Beat Rodeo at the Ludlow Street Cafe.
Almost 6 years now.
Yep.
Every day weekend.
Starts at what, 11:30? 11?
Now about 11 o'clock.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And if the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise, we'll be back next week. Wild Girl is up next.
I remember the day I caught the train. I was standing at the railroad crossing, soaking wet with rain. Now I realize fortune and fame is not for me. And all these pretty stories ain't what they cooked up to be. I know every move I made was wrong. If I had any sense, I'd go back home. Yeah, my mother stood crying. My father had an aching heart. He said, son, son, please don't let us part. But I didn't have the willpower to stop. I had to do what I had to do. I realize now every move I made was wrong. If I had any sense, I'd go back home. I can't go back now. I got too much pride. Having so much trouble, I don't know what to do. Nothing but my mother's and father's prayers is seeing me through. I know I stayed away too long. Yeah. If I had any sense, I'd go back home.
This is Lorne Greene reminding you that children sometimes swallow things like
WFMU,
particularly when no one is watching.